your smile before you walk out the door. If you're looking for news to enrich your mind, tune in to Geek News when you get online. Run, 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 get online. Listen to Geek News.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Run, 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 get online. The newsbroadcast.com.
Okay, hi everybody. This is Paul Slatkis, and I am happy to have a moment again with you all. And here we go. Hi. So we have an important show today, and we're looking forward to sharing it with you all. And thank you for tuning in. And hopefully you'll gain some knowledge here today from what we have to share, and some laughter, maybe even a tear or so. But the good news is that the world is good. We have our problems and we're dealing with them the best we can, but there's a tremendous amount of people who are out there who care about each other and love each other, and that's what we've wanted to share for all the years of Good News Broadcast. And you've allowed us to make that happen because you've shared your content with us, thousands and thousands of you for many, many years. And I'm happy to see more people are doing Good News shows. Yes, that's fine with me. Let's go for it. Let's work on the positive content mindset. So today's program, we're going to actually start off with some of the wonderful people that have are part of our Woodstock Forever Peace, Love, and Hope movie. Dionne Warwick, she has some good thoughts. She was our host for the love section. And that was a big honor because I like Dionne Warwick and I like Burt Bacharach and Hal David as well. And there were nice, simple songs talking about the most important kinds of things in this world. You see that heart back there? I think that's what it is, love. Love is the answer, and love will always be the answer, because love is stronger than gravity. And then we have in that movie we have Name That Tune, and we have a song by Bruno Mars, Bill Withers, the group that performed We Are the World, Simon and Garfunkel. And so that'll be fun as well. Then we have a wise woman, Lily Sanders, who's going to talk about fear, and about how to stop believing in fear. And, you know, I realize, and she helped me understand and give some more thought to, the fact that, you know, life is fearful, has its fearful moments overall in general, because health is wealth, right? So we're dealing with the health concern right now. Actually, unfortunately, we've always dealing with a health concern because some people pass and some people get other diseases. And as we all know, we get older and this happens and that happens. So no matter where in the world, there's problems. Okay, this one is an unusual one for us, but we will beat it and we will vaccinate it and we'll deal with it the best we can. Maybe this is a wake-up call that we need to be more wise about our medical concerns and actually about love within and about each other. So after that, Lily's going to talk for a bit. And then there's this famous photographer, Edward Steichen. And he wrote the famous book. It's an old book, okay? But it's still relevant because human beings are the same in my mind since the caveman days, okay? There was always a bully, okay? And you're afraid of the bully and blah, blah, blah. But the good news is that everybody else wasn't a bully. And that's sort of like the ratio that I like to think the world is based upon. And so we're going to go actually to the Family of Man. I'm going to turn the pages like when I was working on the Captain Kangaroo show. I didn't turn the pages on Captain Kangaroo, but he used to put up little billboards of a photo and billboard of a photo and billboard of a photo of something he wanted to share. And I remember Captain Kangaroo as saying always, you know, spend time with your children. And now a lot of people have a lot of time to spend with their children and their loved ones. And that's a good part of the good news that's occurring as a result of where we're living and how we're living right now. So take advantage of that time, okay? Maybe it's a big blessing for us. Maybe it's a blessing to clean our closets. Maybe it's a blessing to appreciate what we have. So let's go forwards with that mindset. Hi, Bill. How you doing? And William, thanks for joining in here. All right. So, and then Claire's going to give us a little yoga breathing technique, rhythmic breathing. So, respiratory is the word of the day. And the more you take care of your breathing, the happier you're going to be and the longer you will live, more than likely. It's good to have good breath. And yoga, actually, it's the heart of yoga. They call it the pranayama. Okay, so what we're going to do now is go to back to our computer here and go to Woodstock Forever. You know, I'm going to give you a little bit of Queen just for the fun of it. Because Live Aid, what was that about? Helping those with a disease in Africa and everywhere else too. Soon we'll have concerts again.
I've been involved with charitable organizations for many, many years. I started out as a candy striper in high school, and that was giving help and aid to those in hospitals. I now continue to do such work with many, many organizations, too many, in fact, to even speak about
it. It's a do-gooder for you.
The one that I do continue to support, however, is one that I started long, 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 long time ago to combat the AIDS virus. And HIV, and that's the American Foundation for AIDS Research, AMFAR. If you find it in your heart, would you please give and give deeply to AMFAR? We could certainly use and continue to use your help. As you well know, Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight, Elton John, Burt Bacharach, Carol Bearsager, and so many, many others gave of their time and their money to AMFAR. So I ask you once again, please.
Another virus.
And give to AMFAR. We certainly could use your help.
Okay, so we have throughout the movie named that tune. So name this one.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll say a word to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me, like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you, like 4, 3, 2, you'll be there.
Central Park, I believe.
Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains.
sound of silence. There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one.
This is a good time to do that. Okay. Oh, what the heck? All right.
Oh, good news for me? Oh, I just learned my daughter got straight A's in her first year of high school, so that was fun.
Most popular guy on Twitter.
So I thought that was good news. And my son just graduated middle school. I'm sorry, just graduated elementary school, going into middle school. So it's fun watching them. So a good day is watching them grow intellectually and emotionally. That's fun for me to watch and to stimulate. To promote the already present curiosity that exists within all children, so that as adults it'll manifest itself by what we call scientific literacy, something woefully absent in society today.
Okay, hopefully that then thusly will lead to a vaccination, okay? Because scientific literacy is what we need right now. Okay, we're going to hear from Lily. Lily, we've interviewed a bunch of times. Lily has good things to say. And she's speaking on a program that she put together just recently about fear. So let's pay a moment to give some thought to. If somebody's has come on to the show, I can't. Somehow I pushed something over and I can't see if anybody signed in here. So I just send my love to you. That's all I can say.
You say no. Not giving that my power. I'm not giving up my power to that.
That being right. A lot of fear.
And so, you know, those of you that were able to, you know, to log on, I hope you really, really are getting this message clear, because it's just so important, you know, you really just become, now that you have that awareness that the mind is creating your fear, now you can stand back and be the observer of the mind, of the thoughts that are in the mind, right? You can be the observer of the collective thought, the things that you're seeing all over mainstream media, and the internet and social media. And many times, you know, what we listen to, you know, latches onto us. Again, I said it about 10 or 15 minutes ago, like, how much time are we going to dedicate, guys, on all of the minutiae, all of the fear that's being thrown at us? And again, I know, and you know, look, I have many friends in media, and Paul, you're in media, you're on here. I know it's your job, but even Paul, his media expresses love. Look, all the times that we continue, or hours that we spend watching all of this and identifying with all of it, it can raise the fear that is in us personally. It gives rise to the fear. Does that make sense? And it gives rise to the fear that's already in us. So it almost, it magnifies what was kind of in there. Now it's magnified, because now you're getting it from the collective thought as well. It's a vicious cycle. And we can almost, you know, notice that that collective thought really kind of raises the volume, if you will, in our minds.
Okay. Thank you, Lily. So she has a whole segment here, and it's right here on her YouTube and on our site here. I'm going to take a little walk over to, we'll get Claire ready to go for some yoga. But I'm going to walk over here, another peace prayer plant, to this famous book, The Family of Man, by Edward Steichen, and the prologue is by Carl Sandburg. So I'm just going to read a little bit of it. First, I want to say something where Carl Sandburg has a nice little quote. In which he says, "There is only one man in the world, and his name is All Men. And there is only one woman in the world, and her name is All Women. There is only one child in the world, and the child's name is All Children." All right, we're all in it together. This is a pretty thing. And then I asked him with my eyes to ask again, yes. And then he asked, would I, yes. And just, I put my arms around him, yes, and drew him down to me so he could feel my breasts all perfume, yes. And his heart was going like mad. And yes, I said yes, and I will, yes. James Joyce. A lot of people are at home now. This is an interesting time to get close to your loved ones. We shall be one person. There's a famous photo. There's another famous photo. This guy or something. This is from the Metropolitan Museum. That's a pretty famous photo. And that's a pretty famous scenario. The universe resounds with the joyful cry, I am. So what's happening to all these babies that are born in hospitals now? I have no idea. We don't hear too much about that, do we? That would be a good thing to hear about, right? There are babies also being born. Or maybe they're not even being born in hospitals. Maybe people are bearing them at home, like the old days. And maybe they're breastfeeding, like the old days. I don't know. But it's an interesting perspective. And this guy's worked out. No doubt about that. Hands. In art, hands are about the hardest thing to draw. And hands bless thee in all the work of thy hand, which thou doest. That's a Deuteronomy. There's some hard-working women, right? That's happening still in certain places. Eat bread and salt and speak the truth. And every page is powerful here, no doubt about it. For mercy has a human heart, pity a human face. William Blake. Soon back on the beach. Hey, my place out in Montauk Manor, I'll show you in a second, is opening on May 1st with all the precautions, in addition to more precautions. If anybody wants to go out there, let me know. Soon we'll be back on the beach having a good time. But we still got to be wise, and we got to make sure we don't go back too quick. And hopefully the United Nations will be wise too and be involved. You don't hear much about them. You hardly ever hear anything about them, right? Do you hear anything about them in the media? I know we do our International Day of Peace. Wouldn't that be a good place to hear a little more about on the news? How the countries of the world are getting along
That would be a nice thing. All right, we'll end up with this classic. Classic, classic, classic. A world to be born under your footsteps. Classic. You are loved. We're all together. Let's go to Claire. Sorry. And see what she has to do about breathing some more. Nice breaths. In and out.
It actually strengthens your abdominal muscles and nourishes the intestines, strengthens our kidneys and adrenal glands, and this really purifies your lungs, which is real important as a firefighter and being around smoke, that on a daily, regular basis, you do purify your lungs, because you can with this breathing technique. So the breath out is just like a sniffle out, and the breath in is just like a sniffle in. When you exhale out, the belly goes in. So it's like this. And then you can speed it up. So I'll guide you with the words, I am, I am. As I say I, you take a breath in, and the am is the breath out. Okay? So I am, I am, I am. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. I am, I am, I am, I am. Close your eyes, tongue at fire point. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. Now inhale, keep your eyes closed. Notice what's happened. Feel the energy, the heat that we've created. Slowly opening your eyes. This is a very powerful breathing technique, and if it feels uncomfortable for you, then you just don't want to do it. And the next breath that will...
Okay, so Claire's wise. It's not about pushing yourself. So today is... well, here's my place in the Montauk. I got for many years ago and still have, and it will be opening. That's good news. Let me know and I'll be happy to discuss it with you. Let's take a moment of breath there. Been inside a lot here working on medical supplies. That's what we've been doing since the beginning of this. Doing our best. All right, let's take a moment here. This is a Zen garden, something I saw and learned about in Japan many years ago. It's usually sand and a certain amount of stones. These are stones from our land in Upper West Side. Tonight here, 7 o'clock, I try to get out to celebrate our heroes, all right? So it's all good. A lot of good things going on. Look at this stone. A moment of silence for all those that are deserving. And everyone is. Okay, peace and love. That's the name of it all. This fern grew into that fern, and that fern will grow into another fern, and so on and so forth. Eternal life. Eternal life. Okay, thank you.